The following program comes to you from the Apostolic Church Ghana, Community 5 Assembly, Tema. Be blessed as you listen to today's message by Apostle Dr. Aaron Amina, President of the Apostolic Church Ghana.
In the book of Joshua, and I want us to learn from one of the strangest places you can go for knowledge. I want us to learn from a prostitute. Say prostitute. You can even say that you are not saying it with energy. But today I want everyone to humble him or herself so that we can learn from a prostitute. It humbles me because when I look at what this prostitute did, it makes me realize that we aren't anywhere yet. We aren't anywhere yet at all. And today my aim is to challenge us to have a certain kind of faith, to have a certain kind of love, to know how to pray, to be great preachers, and to be people that God can make people of destiny, that he will pass certain blessings through us. All these things I've mentioned, this prostitute achieved them. And I believe you know that her name is Rahab. The whole city of Jericho was condemned, okay? That whole city was condemned to death. By who? God. Everyone there must die. And the whole city must be burnt. And the land given to the people of Israel. A nation was condemned for destruction. And you know, in a nation, we have different kinds of people. The chief is there. The elders are there. The doctors. All sorts of people. If God should save anyone, the least person you think of, the prostitute. But when a death sentence was placed on a city, the one who was saved was a prostitute. You ask why? Works cannot save. Grace does. Praise God. Your works cannot save you. We have people in this life, they don't go to church, but they are saying they are good men and they will be saved. Your works cannot save you. Grace saves. But you see, you can only take hold of grace by faith. So it's by grace that we are saved through faith. And this woman we're talking about was a prostitute, but she exercised the faith that brings salvation. So in a city of diverse kinds of people, the one who found grace because she had faith to be delivered from that destruction was a prostitute. And we want to learn from her life. So I'm beginning by talking about the faith of Rahab. And the second chapter of Joshua, if we look particularly at the verse 9, Joshua sent two spies to Jericho and they went into this woman's house. I'll come back there later. And the king sent that his head that spies have come around to her place. So she asked the prostitute to bring them so that they will kill them. But the prostitute hid them. And this was part of her interaction with the two spies who were sent. Verse 9 says, and she said unto the men, I know. Praise God. Let me hear you say, I know. Say again, I know. Then ask your neighbor, what do you know? You say, you know. What do you know? Knowledge is so important. Knowledge is crucial. But some people don't respect knowledge. The word of God says, because of the lack of knowledge, my people perish. So people perish because they lack knowledge. So when you don't have knowledge, you perish when you are not supposed to perish. But this woman, though a prostitute, said, I know. And you see, knowledge abounds, and we have all sorts of knowledge, but we have relevant knowledge and we have irrelevant knowledge. She had relevant knowledge. She said, I know. So what you know is important, because it is out of what you know that you get faith. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So if you are not someone who seeks for knowledge about God, you can't have faith in God. Faith does not drop from the sky. You must learn something about God for you to have faith in him. You must know something about God. You must hear something about God. That is why we are in a very good age, because we have the Bible with us. That's why if you perish in this generation, then you are really determined that you will perish. Because if you want to be saved, there are many resources to make sure you get saved. See, it is not everything that you know that you believe. Think about it. There are things you know you don't believe. But there are things you know that you believe. So, it's not everything you know that you believe. But it is what you believe that you act upon. That is why faith is active. Faith is not passive. So you might hear things, you might say you believe, but because you are not acting on them, it is clear that you don't really believe it. Because faith will move you to action. What did she believe? That's amazing. She said unto the man, I know that the Lord, praise God. She said what? The Lord. That's where I stop. A prostitute woman in an idolatrous nation. I mean, nations had their own gods, and most of the nations had many gods. So, and they believed that every god, small g, had some power in a certain area. How come this prostitute is not saying that, no, I know your God too is there, but our God is also there. But she says, the Lord. Praise God. The Lord. The Lord. The Master. The ultimate. He didn't say a Lord. He said the Lord. That universal God. This was being said by a prostitute. Say prostitute. You know, people will be amazed the kind of people they'll find in heaven. You'll be amazed the kind of people who find themselves in hell. There are preachers who go to hell. There are people we call apostles who go to hell. There are people we see these days perform miracles who go to hell. There are prostitutes who make it to heaven. There are armed robbers who make it to heaven. Grace makes the difference. Are you here with me? I used to say that it's not where you are now that matters, it's the direction. Okay? Because where you will be depends on the direction in which you are going. Some people are in the church today, but their faces are directed towards the world. Their hearts are directed towards the world. So in no time, they will be in the world. And there are people in the world doing things in the world, but their hearts are directed towards the Lord. They will soon find themselves in church. Where is your heart towards? What's the direction of your life? Someone is hearing me now, but you know where your heart is, that you are looking in a different direction. Your direction will determine your destination. Are you here with me? So if your heart is not right, you better turn it towards the Lord. And you will find yourself with him. She believed that the Lord God of Israel is the ultimate. And he said, look at her faith. If we go to the father of faith, Abraham, God spoke to Abraham. In the times when he had no child and he wanted a child. And God spoke to him that Abraham, look up there, count the stars. And when he got confused somewhere trying to count, God told him, so shall thy descendants be. And the Bible says that, and Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Praise God. Praise God. But is he? I see a faith here that I respect more than what Abraham exercised. And let me explain that to you. God speaks to you, and you believe it. And young one, are you here with me? But you hear news from people. And you know, which people go to prostitutes? Which people go to prostitutes? Ah, are you here? No, you know that all this information this woman gathered, she wasn't there, but people brought the information. And because her place was a communication center, communication inverted commas, people come and there is news. There's information. She had a lot, but she believed some. But she believed the most important one. You see, when people speak to you and you believe, and then God speaks to you and you believe, which one? Okay, it's more wonderful. God speaks, you can believe that. But men speak to you about God and you believe it. For me, that is a faith that I will really respect and that will really challenge me. Are you here with me? It wasn't a preacher who spoke to her. It was general news. Praise God. Yet, she believed. Ask your neighbor again, what do you believe? Some of you, you've had pastors fast to prepare messages and preach. You still don't believe. These were ordinary people. Sinful people. Just spread the news. Those who were telling her didn't believe, but she believed. Are you here with me? And this was a prostitute. And I believe, just like Abraham, her faith became her righteousness. Praise God. And some people will say that the spies just went to her by accident, or it was an easy place to go to because people were going there. And that was what I was also thinking. But no, I've changed my mind. I believe God sent them there because this woman's heart had been prepared for God. I compare her to the case of Cornelius, who has been praying and fasting and giving alms. He had a heart for God. So God sent him an angel and said, ascend and go call Peter. He will tell you stuff that you need. I believe God sent these men to her place because her heart was prepared for God. She had something within her. No, it wasn't the spies who preached to her. Before they got there, her heart was ready. How ready is your heart for God? What do you know? And what do you believe? believe. She accepted God's sovereignty, though she didn't know anything about that word. How can I say that your God has given my land to you? We also have our gods here. How can I agree and accept the situation of believing that your God has allocated my land to you? Isn't your God unfair? How will your God say, come and kill all of us? How wicked is your God? Yet this woman knew God in a light that she accepted his sovereignty and didn't question his acts. Some of us, we know the English sovereignty, but it has no effect in our lives. She didn't know the word, but she lived it. Are you here with me? How she didn't find anything wrong with what God had planned to do, but she accepted it. Why? He is the Lord, the sovereign Lord. Look at how she expressed her faith. She said that the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. She made a declaration there that there is no other God. That all the idols of Jericho, the Nigerians say they are so yeah, yeah. There's only one God. There's no other God. How can a prostitute make such a declaration? Where did she get her faith from? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing. She didn't have a Bible. She got the information from unbelievers. Yet, she believed. But you pastors upon pastors have preached to you. I ask you again, what do you believe? And if you want any practical test for where your faith is, what you act upon is what you believe. What you don't act upon is an inert store of knowledge, and there's no faith in that. She believed in that God. And because she believed, she prayed. You find her prayer from the verse 12. She prayed. She prayed to be saved. But listen to her language. This woman, I don't know. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord. Praise God. Since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house. She didn't think just about herself. Some of you, you won't save your father's house. Even if you want to save your father's house, you save and still eliminate some people. You select the people who should be saved. Because there are some of them, they are part of your father's house, but you don't like them. Look at the level of sacrifice and selflessness. Look at the love. And you see scripture working in this woman's life. She had knowledge, she had faith, and her faith was working by love, because the Bible says faith worketh by love. She insisted. I don't want to be saved alone. I want my father's house to be saved. No, someone would have asked for money. That no, she thought about the life of others. In a city that was condemned, a prostitute saved herself and her father's house. Something that even righteous Lot couldn't do. Are you here with me? This woman saved more people than Lot did. And if you read, she wasn't talking about herself, my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters. What a heart. I don't know whether she was the breadwinner of the family. I don't know. But you know, prostitutes aren't respected. Yet, she valued their lives. And she begged for them. Her faith is also shown by the fact that she took the risk. Maybe you haven't thought of it, but when the spies left, if it had been revealed in any way that she knew they were spies and she harbored them, she would have been killed. Are you here with me? In associating with the spies, she risked her life. And when the spies were gone, now you are alone. But you have done something in favor of the God of Israel and against your own nation and the gods of your land. Now the spies are not there with you anymore. You are alone. Sometimes you can act in a group and you are so confident. And then when the group disperses and you go home and you are alone, then you start shivering. She took the risk. And sometimes that is what faith is about. Faith will make you move from your comfort zone. And that is what some of us just don't want to do. We don't want to move from our comfort zone. She took the risk. And then the spies threw a challenge to her. When she said, save my father's house, swear to me by the Lord. Because as of that time, she had also come under the umbrella of the Lord. The spies told her, our lives for your life. Do you understand that? If we live, you will live. If we die, you will die. Our lives for your life. So we will swear to you, but even after we have sworn, if we die, the covenant is broken. So when it was time for them to go, look at what we call local wisdom. Say local wisdom. Yes. Be wise, oh. Be wise. I say, ma wenin titi so wo. Nansu bro, mwase. Te se diye, abro no ma. When it comes to wisdom, be sharp. And be humble at the same time. Because wisdom puffs some people up. This woman had no local knowledge that she applied wisely. Now she had to make sure these guys will get back to Joshua and not be captured. She knew the terrain. She wasn't an ordinary prostitute. She was a very wise one. She said, okay, you go through the window. Because her house was built on the wall. When you get down, don't go. Go into the mountains. Stay there for 3 days. Let me hear you say 3 days. No, she knew how long it was going to take for those she had asked to chase them to go to the gate and look around and search and not find them and come back. She knew it was going to take, 3 days. So stay in the mountain for 3 days. After 3 days, get down and go. You know, because and if you read it, those who were searching for them, they went to the gate, they didn't find them. And when they were coming back, they still searched everywhere and couldn't find them. So they knew that, no, they are gone. And that was when she said, you can go now. Because at that time, no one is looking for you. You see, you find what you are looking for. No one is looking for you, so go. And they went. And they were safe. Knowledge has power. Use it. Praise God, oh. I said knowledge has what? Power. Use it. And respect people who have local knowledge. It pays. They haven't been to school. They haven't done anything. But they know something you don't know. Then there's something you also don't think about. Rahab became a preacher. We read without taking that into consideration. Listen, after they were gone, she had to go to her father's house and convince them that, hey, something is coming. This city is going to be destroyed. If you want to be saved, there's only one place. Not a mountain. Not a shrine. Not a church. My house. Whose house? A prostitute's house? No. That's not where salvation will come from. No. I don't know the kind of resistance she faced. But she had to become a preacher. Preach to the father, the mother, the brothers and the sisters, and all the people that belong to them. Preach to them. And yet, make sure the message does not leak out. Preach to the... how can a prostitute convince these people that now I have life, you two come for some? Prostitute? But you see, there is knowledge and there is experience. You see, when you have experienced something, when you have experienced God, when you speak, others will also believe. There's a song we used to sing those when we were younger. It says that, go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. Freely you have received, freely give. We've stopped singing those songs because these days they receive free, but they don't give free. It says, because you believe, others will know that I live. I believe that with the faith she had guarded, she was able to preach to her father's household. And they could believe her and move from their houses to live in the house of a prostitute. And yet they didn't know when the day of salvation was going to be. This was the kind of preacher Rahab was. So the Bible says that she was a woman of faith. It's not just empty. Her works proved the quality of faith she had. She was able to preach to them and bring all of them into her house. Ask somebody, how many people have you brought to God? And look at the questions they'll be asking them. When? And if they stay for 1 week and there's nothing, they want to go away. You say, hey, if you leave my house, you perish. They had to stay. Cutting a long story short, they were saved. The day of destruction truly did come. And her and her father's household were saved. Based on the word of a prostitute turned preacher. So Joshua saved them. And you see, this is what faith does. You can be as evil as anything, but when faith, when grace finds you, and you take hold of it by faith, it's not only your beliefs that change, but your life changes. So this woman did not continue in her prostitution. She did not continue in her past life. Because if anyone comes to God, old things pass away and all things become new. If you're here and you are still living in your old, I want Rahab to challenge you. When she found God, her old life was erased. And she found a new life. And I like this about God. You see, God was not ashamed to associate himself with a prostitute. You know, God does not look at your past. He looks at your future. Are you here with me? He's not ashamed of your past evil life because he believes in your future good life. And your life is going forward, not backwards. Let me hear you say, God believes in my future. So I refuse to be ashamed of my past. But I will not continue in my past. Praise God. She changed. She got married to a man called Solomon. And look at who her son was. Boaz. That rich man. That rich man who married who? Yes. Was Rahab's son. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Come on. When you come to God, he makes you anew. Ah, you might have lost your glory, but his glory begins to shine upon you. If you place yourself in his hands, he told Israel, I am the potter, you are the clay. If your life is mud, just give it to me and I'll make something new out of you. If you can give it back to him, he's the potter. He'll make something wonderful out of you. So her son was Boaz. And Boaz was the father of Obed. And Obed was the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of David, where Jesus came from. Come on now. Rahab was a prostitute. Ruth was a Moabitess from an idolatrous nation. God, in his grace, fixed these two jewels there so that we will know he rejects no one. But anyone who comes in faith shall be received. Faith is the only link between you and God. So it is so precious, don't lose it for anything. Today, let Rahab's faith challenge you, but have your own. Please rise. God help us to believe in you. Rahab's faith puts us to shame. Puts us to shame. But we are here to learn at your feet, Father. Help us and lift us up in faith. And help us deal with our unbelief. Today we come to you, Lord, just as we are. Maybe you want to place your life in God's hands and say, Lord, make me anew, Lord, make me anew. I don't know which part of the word touched you, but take the part that touched you and bring it to God and ask him to touch you. Ask him to do something new in your life.
If you pray this prayer, tell us about it by sending us a message on WhatsApp or call 020-838-9981. That's 020-838-9981. You can also send us an email on newlife@tacc5.org. That's newlife@tacc5.org. This has been a broadcast by the Apostolic Church Ghana Community 5 Assembly Tema. For more information about our activities as a church, log on to tacc5.org. Subscribe and like our pages on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TACC5 Media. Join us again next week at 9 a.m. on this same channel. God bless you.